Supporters from various faith groups and organizations held up signs near the Soldiers and Sailors Monument, hoping to catch the attention of cars driving by. They gathered in solidarity for the refugee families due to arrive in Delaware soon, but whose travel is threatened by draft presidential executive orders. Among the crowd was Wilmington resident Emily Artinian. She held up a sign with photos of her grandparents, who escaped the Armenian genocide and found refuge in America.
A lot of my relatives, their relatives, actually escaped that through Syria, and I have some relatives who lived in Aleppo for quite a long time. So I have a godson who is Syrian but lives in London, so I'm particularly concerned with refugees from the Middle East.
Delaware was one of only two states that didn't resettle Syrian refugees in FY16, but was hoping to change that this year. Through a contract with HIAS, one of nine federal resettlement agencies, Jewish Family Services of Delaware has been working to bring at least six refugee families, including at least one from Syria, to the first state this year. But Sarah Green, the JFS Resettlement Program's volunteer coordinator, worries that draft executive orders from President Trump could stop those families from coming. One draft plan would stop all refugee resettlement for at least 120 days. Another would halt the resettlement of Syrian refugees altogether.
I cannot feel any more sad for people who are just trying to escape, people who are victims of war and terror, being separated from their families, losing family members. This is their hope, and it's just being pulled away from them at the last minute. These families that we're already preparing for.
Two of the refugee cases JFS is handling are family reunification cases. That means at least one family member is already living in Delaware. Green says one case involves a man who was slated to come join his wife in Wilmington. Now, if and when he'll be able to come is uncertain.
It's just really scary to see that something that is executive actions can have such quick and swift implications on the personal and local level.
That's Teresa Sullivan, a social worker and part-time teacher at the Delaware Center for Justice, where she helps women re-enter into the community after time spent behind bars. She attended the rally Wednesday to stand up for what she says are basic human rights.
I think this is important for our nation and our local community to be caring about hospitality and sanctuary. And so I just really hope that changes can be made and resistance can happen and people just keep showing up wherever they can.
10-year-old Bassam Amir Rafiq and his mom also showed up, and Bassam wasn't afraid to speak out in support for refugees.
It's not fair that they're human beings just like us, and they're not being treated fair. They're being treated like dirt. So we want to show that we are standing up for refugees and we care about them.
Bassam and his mother attended the rally representing the Islamic Society of Delaware, which has been helping to coordinate resources for a Syrian family expected to arrive in Delaware soon. Towards the end of the demonstration, Sarah Green read a statement from HIAS denouncing Trump's actions against immigrants and refugees, citing a betrayal of America's most basic values. Wilmington's Beth Emeth Rabbi Elisa Coppell reiterated HIAS's remarks.
One of the great mandates of Judaism is that we should help the stranger because we were strangers to the land of Egypt. And for many, many of our families, it's not too many generations back that our own people were refugees, and we know how many Jewish people were turned away. As a country, I think it's our duty to be a beacon and a light and to show the world how one is supposed to act, and I don't think that this is American behavior.
When Coppell addressed the crowd of supporters, she quoted the words of Emma Lazarus on the Statue of Liberty.
Give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. May we all welcome those huddled masses with open arms, and may we be allowed to.
Coppell was also among 1,700 rabbis from across the country who wrote to elected officials urging them to help keep America's doors open to refugees. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.